Now we can make a decision this morning to follow him, and I promise you, in another hour from now, or 45 minutes from now, we shut this thing down, there should not be one ounce of fear in this room. There should not be anything else that'll bother you. I'm going to go to, and I hope I haven't upset anybody. Because when you come right out and make a point-blank statement like that, someone says, who does he think he's talking to anyhow? Folks, if we're following Jesus, listen to what we got. First of all, if I made a decision to follow Jesus, that makes me a son of the Most High God. It gives me eternal life, and all of my sins are forgiven. And I've got no judgment or no condemnation towards anyone in the whole world. And I've abandoned my life in this world for the purpose of walking with Jesus. And I've decided not to turn back. I'm looking for the cross. I'm searching for the cross. I look for persecution. How many of you out running around looking for persecution? Oh, no, no. Isn't that what he was looking for? He said, I've come to do the will of the Father. I didn't come on my own. These are not my words that I speak, but they're my Father's words. I've come to glorify my Father. You know, that's what we're here for this morning. We're here to glorify the Father. Now, I'm going to take you through some scripture, but before I do, let me read to you from Pope Paul VI, his encyclical on evangelization, and read to you this. As an evangelizer, Jesus Christ, first of all, proclaimed a kingdom. Now, I want you to understand that up until the time of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God had not been revealed. There was no salvation. Men was lost as turkeys. They only knew God in fragmented ways. They had faith in God, but there was no way to know him. They had never seen him. They had never experienced him. They only knew of him. Jesus Christ came. Listen to what he came for. Jesus, the Word made flesh, came and proclaimed the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. Well, now, if his kingdom is here, I'm not afraid anymore. I just don't fear for nothing. The political situation this morning has got nothing to do with me because I belong to the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm not concerned about this flesh anymore because I live forever. That's what Jesus came to tell us. He said, I'm going to make a way for you. I'm going to burn a trail for you that nobody else has ever been able to burn. And he said, I want you to know when I lay it out, nothing can stop it, and you make a decision to follow me on my trail. And he said, I'll give you peace. I won't give you fear. Remember when he would come up to the saints and he'd say, fear not. Didn't he always say that? So fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Yeho, don't be afraid. And they would all walk around afraid. You know, we lock our houses at night. We take out insurance. Blue Cross and Blue Shield. You know why we do all that stuff? Because we're afraid. Oh, well, I might die. Well, you're going to die anyhow, aren't we? I'm going to tell you, honey, your flesh is out of here. I mean, gone. Listen, it's just out of here. Our flesh is finished. It's just finished. It's out of here. And the only way you'll ever follow Jesus is to make that commitment and know that commitment that you cannot entertain your flesh or your thoughts or your position or your attitude and never be at peace with God. You'll always be full of fear because you're inadequate. You don't have enough knowledge. You don't have enough in the world. You can't get enough. You'll never consume. You'll never have enough. So Jesus came to present to the world the kingdom of God. And our Pope says that this is so important Listen to how important this is. This is so important that by comparison, everything else becomes the rest. Everything. Let's all say everything.
Everything
is the rest. Go ahead and say it. Everything is the rest. All right, now, up until the time of Jesus, I'm going to say this again, nobody knew God. Your Old Testament, all them talking about God, they didn't know Him because He hadn't been revealed. It said God was revealed in the person of Jesus Christ, and it was in the person of Jesus Christ that you and I have our freedom, our liberty, our peace, our joy, our excitement, because the kingdom of God has been revealed to us. Now, what I want to do is take you into Scripture and show you why you are afraid. If we don't know why we're afraid, it's difficult to get out of it. Then I want to go to Genesis 3, third chapter of Genesis. And it says this. The serpent, now the serpent, all through Scripture, is the spirit of Satan, or Satan. So you can say old Slewfoot, or Satan, or the serpent, or the devil, or whatever you want to call him. The serpent was the most beautiful. Listen to what he looked like. He was the most beautiful of all of the wild beast. That's another very important thing, the word wild beast. It was the most beautiful of all of the wild beasts that God made. Have you ever noticed how we're attracted to beauty? Oh, isn't she beautiful? Did you ever notice that? Oh, our house. Oh, isn't that a beautiful house? Oh, isn't that a beautiful car? Or isn't that some... Oh, I just think those earrings are beautiful. That necklace is absolutely a knockout. Have you ever noticed how we are attracted to things that are beautiful? Do you ever wonder why? Things that we look at and say, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I mean, we're attracted to it. You know that in the book of Revelations, man without God is a beast? Guess what he is? A man without God is a wild, uncontrollable beast. It's no control at all. You ever get to the point you say, I can't take this no more? That's what you call out of control. Fear, depression, anxiety. So let me go ahead. It says the beast was the most beautiful of all the wild beasts that God had made. And it asked the woman. Now, I don't know why he was talking to the woman, but it was according to this. And I don't want you girls to get up too uptight this morning, because I'm going to come in your defense in just a few minutes. So don't get up too uptight about that the beast was, that this wild, beautiful beast was talking to a woman. And it said to the woman, now listen to what it said. Did God really say to you that you were not to eat of the trees in the garden? The woman said, we can eat the trees in the garden, but of the tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of knowledge, the tree to know the difference between good and evil, in other words, to seek after the knowledge of the world, to seek after knowledge, to seek after the things that are pleasing to the eye, to seek after those things of the flesh, God said, don't eat it nor touch it. If you do, you'll die. The woman answered, I'm going to read that again. We may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, the center of knowledge. That doesn't say the center of knowledge here, but I won't, because it does on down below. I just want you to understand that through your ability to know this morning, you're fearful. You understand what fear is. You have and can acquire a spirit of fear. Now, up until this time, there was no fear. And I want you to listen to what they became fearful of. But of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it nor touch it under the pain of death. If you eat of this tree, if you touch it, you're going to die. Now, how many of us in here know that we're going to die? How many of you know that I'm going to die? Raise your hand. All right. And I know that you're going to die. So obviously something happened right here. And you know, we've got theologians today that say, well, you know, nothing really happened up there. It didn't. I want to tell you, death is fixing to enter the world, and every last person on this earth has been affected by what I just read. Every living person that exists on this earth today was born to die. And because of this death, we have entered into a spirit of fear. Because you can't stop the rigor mortis. Can you? You can't stop the process. I don't care what you do. You can hip it up, tighten it up, strap it up, move it up, but you can't stop the process. It still dies. And the whole time that we're going through this, we're bound with fear because we want to prolong this flesh. If I can just get a few more years out of it. Isn't that what we're saying? That's what you're saying. That's what our flesh is saying. Now, there's a lot of reasons that our flesh says this. First of all, it's because the woman did something here that she was not supposed to do. And she knew that if she did it, she'd die. Now, she didn't understand what death was. Death to her really didn't have no big significant meaning because they just didn't know what death was. They lived forever. When God made man, he saw that it was good and he breathed his life into it, and it was forever. In fact, according to this, it was 700 years after they received this knowledge that Adam and Eve died. It took 700 years for the devil to kill them. It doesn't take that long now, does it? I mean, bang, we're gone. I mean, we walk out here and we only here for a while and phew, we're gone. When it first happened, it took a long, old Methuselah lived for 900 years before he died. What if we get 70 years? How many of you in here are 70 years old? Raise your hand. Look at 60 years old. You ain't telling me. Y'all just sitting there, I ain't telling you how old I am. I ain't about to tell you how old I am. Getting right next to home, aren't we? Folks, you know this. You know, when you say you've decided to follow Jesus, you got to know what you're following. You got to understand spiritual powers. You have to have discernment of spirits. You have to be taught. You have to know. You have to understand if you're ever going to get rid of fear. You don't know, you got to understand that. You got to know where it comes from. Fear entered into the world when man and woman decided to become as a god. They wanted to be independent. Have y'all noticed this morning how the world teaches us that you got to be independent? You got to make enough of something to keep you so when you get old you can take care of yourself. The world teaches that you got to buy enough insurance policies. You got to get enough of this and enough of that so that when you get to be an old lady or an old man, you can take care of yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to become as a god. Self-preservation. Is that right? Aren't we told that? Who's going to take care of me? Well, you're dying. Who cares? I mean, you know, if we're dying, who cares? Well, now, you know, I deserve a break today at McDonald's. You know, my old flesh, it needs to be pampered and cared for. No, it doesn't. You know, who said? Man became as a god, knowing the difference between good and evil. The reason that you're fearful today is because you know the evil that has entered the world. You know all about it. You know, you understand it. You have knowledge of it. You can see it. and you're scared out of your wits. I wonder what's going to happen. You're going to die. That's what's going to happen. Amen. Now, if we've been born of the Spirit of God, if the Word of God's living in our heart, who cares? Because you can't stop the process anyhow. Can you? Well, who cares? Now, let's just say that. Who cares?
Who cares?
Isn't that what Jesus said? Jesus said, cast all your cares on Him. So what are we caring about? You can't do nothing if you care anyhow. What have you ever been able to do if you care? Well, I care. What you going to do about it? I don't know. I still care. Well, you go ahead and care. And you can worry about it and be concerned about it and be fearful about it and die anyhow. Isn't that right? Now, don't y'all get mad at me. This I see, wait a minute. Have we decided to follow Jesus? I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm here. I've decided, and I'm going to lay this on you this morning. Because you will never get rid of fear unless you know where it comes from. Man and woman desire to be as God. Independent. Got in our own car and drove me to hear Charlie Osborne this morning. Go hear that old boy. Got my own car so I can get over and hear him. And I got a fence around my house and a Christian eating dog in the yard. And don't y'all mess with my grass. I got my own retirement. I got my own benefits. I got my own. Take care of me. You dying. You know death entered into the world because of this? You know, folks, let me tell you something that I've discovered that I'm rejoicing about. Thank God for death, because if there weren't death, we would just absolutely... Can you imagine how we would be at each other this morning? The great equalizer, the great justice of God, is He lets this sorry, no good, filthy carcass that's been consumed with sin... That sucker's dying and ain't nothing I can do about it, and I'm glad of it. I see some of y'all are really upset right now. And every one of you said you decided to follow Jesus. Folks, when you decide to follow Him, you got to know what you're going to run into when you start following Him. You got to know. And I want you to listen to what happened. Listen to what happened. I'm going to read this through now. Listen to it carefully. The serpent was the most beautiful of all the wild beasts that God had made. I'm reading from the third chapter of Genesis. In fact, in my Bible, it says the fall. This is where man fell. This is where woman fell. This is where we were born of the spirit of fear, and we lost our spirit of faith. This is where we were born into a spirit of hatred, and we lost our spirit of love. This is where we lost our dependence on one another, and we became independent. I don't need nobody. I can take care of myself. Well, you can for a while, till it dies, then who's going to take care of it? The serpent was the most beautiful. Did God really say to you, you are not to eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman answered the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it nor touch it under the pain of death. Folks, are we dying? Just say yes.
Yes.
You can't stop it, can you? So obviously something's happened right here. Something drastic, something tragic, something horrible is fixing to happen. In fact, I want y'all to know that this is where we begin to keep records. Up until this time, nobody kept a record. We don't know how many people were alive on this earth. This whole earth could have been populated. We got this flimsy idea that there's just two people running around. Folks, before Eve entered into this, do you know that one of the sins or one of the pains that God put on woman, that she would have pain at childbirth? Do you know before this, you know me, she may not have had no pain at all. Just walking around and plooping them out, you poom, pow, pow. You just walk around and could have populated the whole world. No pain. Kaboom. Another. Oh, look at that. Praise God. Another wonderful, precious. And it lived forever. Y'all ever think about it along those lines? Well, you ought to. Because I tell you, our archaeologists are finding skeletons that go way back a long time before this right here was written. And we're having a tough time with it. I'm going to tell you, the whole world could have been populated and probably was. But I want to tell all of you, the day that man wanted to become like a god, death entered this world and it killed every living human being on this earth, and we've been dying ever since. We know that for a fact. Killed everybody. Killed every... Folks, but if I weren't dying this morning, I could say, well, it didn't kill me. But I'm going to tell you, folks, I'm checking out of here. And so are you. Looks like some of you just getting ready in your day. And I'm going to tell you what, the closer we get, the more fearful we become. Well, you know, I'm not ready to go. folks, it's like saying, I've got to go on a journey, but I'm not ready. Well, if we're going on a journey, we ought to get ready, shouldn't we? If you're going on a big trip, you plan for it. And that's what we're here for today, is to learn how to plan for this trip. And I'm going to tell you, fear is not a part of the trip. It's not. The trip that we own is glorious. It's marvelous. It's exciting. It's enthusiastic. It's wonderful, the trip that we're on. Now, so man wanted to become like a god. He wanted to become independent. He wanted to have his own business so he could set up his own system, have his own protection, his own Social Security, his own government. He didn't want to look at God no more. He wanted to take care of himself. And ain't we doing that? No, aren't we taking care of ourselves? In this country, folks, this is the hardest nation in the world to preach this gospel to, because we don't need God. We can take care of ourselves. We can. We got the knowledge. We've been educated. We know how to do it. We just know how to do it. For a while. Y'all heard of anybody checking out lately? That just finally got it all together. And they had everything to live for. They just retired. They were on their way to Florida to do a little bass fishing and checked out. Had everything to live for. I don't know why God would take him so early. Like heaven is a bad place. Isn't that amazing? Oh, go to that terrible old place. I'd rather go bass fishing down there where the mosquitoes are. And the sun will burn you up. And it's hot and you get hungry. And a lot of traffic. Isn't it amazing? Well, this old flesh is so screwed up. No one, folks, it's really hard for us to get into this stuff. It's hard. We'd much rather be full of fear. Just forget it. Let me just be fearful. Don't mess with me. I'm just going to be full of fear. Let me just walk around in my fear. Don't bother with my fear. Let me just be... I like to be... You know, your flesh likes to be afraid. You know, fear is a darkness of God. Do you know that your flesh prefers darkness over the light? You know, you'd rather be fearful than to be full of peace and joy? You know that? Your flesh prefers fear. It's afraid of everything. And listen to the reason why. No, you will not die. Now, this is the serpent. You will not die. We know that's a lie. God knows, in fact, the day that you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods. You will be independent. You'll be like a god. Self-esteemed. Self-edifying. How about this? A self-made man. Look at me. Look what I've done. That's my building. That's my property. That's my car. Well, let me see you take it out of here. What an ego. That belongs to me. Them are my children. That's mine. And you know what? You ever put your trust in the flesh and it dies and you're disappointed? Or if something happens to it, you're really disappointed? Folks, we're not to put our trust in the flesh or our hope in the flesh. We're to put our hope and our trust in God. You can't never be disappointed. But when you look at the flesh and you're consumed with the flesh, the desires of the flesh, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be bound with fear. You're going to have uncontrolled rage. All the symptoms of the evil one comes when you put your trust in the flesh. The desires in the flesh, the knowledge of the flesh. When you become as a God, we've tried to make this flesh as a God. That's what we try to do. And then it says this, the woman saw that the tree was good to eat. She saw that the tree was good to eat. She had her glasses on. And she saw it. It was good. It was good. It was good to eat. You ever notice how we are moved by things that are good to eat? Chocolate. I walked in this morning, the first thing I saw, this old flesh, if I'd have turned it loose, it'd have been over in that dish just a whooping them down. Boom, boom, boom. I had to resist it with everything that was in me. I said, I ain't going to do it. Get your eyes up. Close your eyes. Old flesh was sitting there. It wanted to die. And folks, if I let it would go right in that dish. It would have. I had to resist. I'm going to tell you, the only way I can resist anything today is because I got the Holy Ghost. My flesh has an insatiable appetite. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can't control nothing. So she saw that it was good to eat and pleasing to the eye, and it was desirable. Look at all the feelings. Look at all the emotions and all the things that are coming into play. It was desirable that the knowledge that it gave. Have you ever noticed that we can never get smart enough? I don't care how smart you are, there's something that we don't know and it causes a spirit of fear. You can never get smart enough. If I knew just a little bit more. Do you ever feel like you weren't smart enough, sister? Yeah. All your life you've been told you're just not smart enough. And you, all your life, you felt like if I could just get a little more wisdom, I'd be all right. And I know that's the same way with you. If I had just a little bit more smarts up here, I'd be a little bit better off today. Isn't that what you think? If we could get just a little bit more knowledge about certain things, if we had just a little bit more knowledge about cancer or multiple sclerosis or all the horrible things, that if we had a little bit more knowledge, we could eradicate it. Well, you're going to die anyhow. I mean, you're gone. So you see, we labor in vain. When we labor for the flesh, it's just going out of here. And that causes fear. We have entered into knowledge to know the difference between good and evil. In fact, that's the next thing it says. It was desirable for the knowledge that it gave. It was pleasing to the eye. We became as gods, knowing the difference between good and evil. Let me ask you this. How many of you have already seen some evil in me this morning? Just a little bit. I'll be honest. If you saw, maybe I wonder what that guy's up to. Just saw a little bit in something of me. Let me just ask this. Now, you don't have to raise your hand, but some of you have already picked up some flaws in me this morning that you don't like. I can't get three people in a room, and we've got here almost 20, 25 people. You can't get this many people in the room without, especially with somebody standing up here and everybody looking at me, that you ain't already picked out something you don't like. It could either be my accent, I'm talking too loud. What do you wear a red shirt in here for this morning? No, I don't like red. I don't like red. Why didn't he put on a coat and a tie? Don't he know he's preaching? See, right away, you have the ability to begin to judge and discern certain things about me because you have the knowledge to know. If you couldn't sit there with the knowledge to know the difference between good and evil, you wouldn't see one thing wrong with me. So everything that you can see, you've got wrong with yourself. So all of you wonderful people this morning just done picked out something wrong with me. Just know that that's a deep-rooted thing that we have in us. It's called knowing the difference between good and evil. And my dear brothers and sisters, that's eating from a tree of death, a tree of destruction. And when you look at people and see them by the way you perceive them in your own mind, the flesh, you have judged that person and you're on your way out of here separated from God.